How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey guys, Matt Donald here. Once more, it is time for me to tell you about the Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. We're nearing 50 bonus episodes of Paleobites. 50 bonus episodes for you to listen to. Just pay that little bit of cheddar cheese and you get yourself a whole smorgasbord of Paleobites bonus content. Good stuff. Link is in the description for you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support and have a good day. As for what we're talking about this month, I don't know, Jurassic Park, the movie. We haven't gotten around to that yet. Maybe it'll be the 50th. Who knows? We'll never know. Except for in a few months when the 50th episode comes out. We'll know then.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Hello.
Welcome to Pale Bites, the podcast that yearns to be as cool as Cryolophosaurus, but is more like a Chrysalotosaurus.
What?
My name is Matthew Donald. Each week, I had a rotating series of guest co-hosts talking about Ray J. It's a prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined by someone who I don't think I've ever seen. Wait, no, I did see you cry once. It was when we went to see Avengers Endgame. It's Lawrence Mack. How are you?
I'm good. I still have tears from that.
Proof that Tony has a heart.
Tony has a heart. That was not an Avengers Endgame.
No, it was. Remember, they showed that.
Well, they showed it, yeah.
Yeah, that was floating from, at the end there with the wreath, you know.
Oh, that's right, yeah. It's on the wreath at the funeral.
Yeah, the funeral.
Yeah, okay.
I remember, was it in the filming for that, apparently they called it The Wedding because
they couldn't let Tom Holland know anything?
Well, yeah, of course.
Or anybody.
And I don't know how they got all those cast members there. Surely they would just digitally put them in to not arouse suspicion, but no, they filled them all on the location. So that's the most expensive shot in the movie. The movie with all the CGI is the one with all the actors.
Exactly. Got to pay them all.
Like Michael Douglas, you know, like...
Yep.
They're
like, you know, for this wedding, you need to dress all in black.
That's the thing. They all arrived there and they realized everyone
don't
was
look
in...
happy.
Everyone was in black. I'm like, wait a minute. This isn't a wedding. It's like, it's a funeral. Where's Robert Downey Jr.?
Right? Maybe he was in there. They just edited him out.
Maybe.
Who knows? That's how they get away with it.
Yeah. That was sad. That was a good night, though.
That was fun. Yeah. It was a good time.
but it's imagine if COVID happened a year earlier.
Oh,
and the delay
goodness.
Between Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame.
Oh, my goodness. We talked about that. My wife and I actually were like...
Yeah.
Thank goodness it arrived after Endgame.
I've seen some conspiracy theories that, like, Disney planned it. Like,
Disney planned it.
2019 was, like, their biggest year ever. Like, nine of the top 10 movies were theirs, and they had so many billion-dollar hits, and then 2020 happened. It's like, they either knew that it was coming, and so they scheduled everything beforehand.
They either saw the future, Mm-hmm. Or they're working with Big Dinosaur, yeah. And they put out...
There is a Coronosaurus, so... Not a Coronosaurus, but a Coronosaurus.
Coronosaurus? Yeah. I knew it. They just grind up those fossils and spread them out into the population.
I mean, a bat eat them to not trace it to the Coronosaurus. And then they had the bat bite people.
Exactly. Then they get Coronosaurus virus.
Yeah.
They just had to shorten the name to make it less confusing.
Yes, of course. It makes sense to me. makes sense to me. It's all coming together.
It's all coming together.
You know, actually, this is a good transition. So for COVID, you know, so, you know, it really went to hell in March of 2020, right?
Yeah.
Now, in Antarctica, which is where the dinosaur we're talking about comes from. So they don't allow any travel. They only have travel in the summer months. In the winter months, the only way you can get on and off is by emergency plane, and you have to have a very brave pilot because the ice makes it difficult for any boats. Like, boats can't go through in the winter. And so the it closed for the year in February of 2020. And so as COVID went on, they were spending as November was coming on for them to open up, they're like, we need to figure out the procedures to make sure that Alaska is not, there's no COVID on any of the scientists that come here in Alaska.
Oh, snap.
I mean, in Antarctica, yeah.
Right, yeah.
I was thinking Alaska. So, but
close enough.
Yeah. But yeah, so they're
interesting.
Like,
interesting. Yeah, I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
You do.
I don't know how they did, but they had an extreme vetting process for all the scientists that had to.
Right.
Go there. Because, like, if one of them got COVID,
for like a month.
If one of them got COVID, the way you had to fly them, we would have to fly them to, like, the closest hospital would be, like, in Chile, I think, or something. Like, in a 6 or 7 hour flight at the shortest, I think.
Right?
Like.
Oh, my goodness. And that's do they keep, like, vehicles on site to leave?
They
have to be flown in?
No, they have to be flown in. So it's another 6 hours.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Like, they have to be flown in. Yeah, so.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Especially, and that's also, like, what if there's, like, what, that's up there on the coast. There are some sites that are in the South Pole. There's
right?
There's a base there.
Yeah. Middle of the continent.
Yeah. So, like.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't get caught by any, Coronosaurus out there.
Or Triceratops.
Or Triceratops. Yeah, exactly.
Can't trust them. They're dirty.
Oh, totally. Totally dirty. I mean, have you seen their horns? No, no speck.
Their horns sticking in all kinds of different matters they shouldn't
exactly.
be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, but then here in Antarctica, at least we have the nice glacial source. And speaking of which, it means frozen lizard, because of course it does.
Of course. Because why not?
Type is a basal sauropodomorph, one of those early long necks that we used to call prosauropods before science had to be all science and crap and change it. Prosauropod's a dead name or something. It's like something like the only they can call
name.
They can only call each other, right? They can call each other prosauropods, but we can't call them that now.
Right, exactly.
So it's like 20 feet, so 6 meters long, 1 to 1.1 tons, so again, about our size. So, maybe give or take a few thousand pounds on our way.
Yeah, exactly. A little closer.
diet herbivore. Well, there's some speculation that early sauropodomorphs such as this might have been omnivorous due to them branching from the same group of saurischians that become theropod dinosaurs. The meat eaters, basically. Except not all theropods are meat eaters, like Gallimimus and Therizinosaurus. But all meat eaters were theropods. Well, except for maybe this. And maybe I think there's a swimming turtle like Ankylosaur. Come to think of it, maybe the ceratopsians function more like pigs than rhinos and ate anything. Honestly, who knows? Who knows anything? Paleontology is a freaking guessing game.
Exactly.
Yet those super serious paleo nerds online get so mad when things are depicted 100% accurately. We don't know 100% accurately. We just have bones. Shut up.
Exactly.
Anyways,
just bones.
Anyways, Glacosaurus is probably...
Although, if you get to be this size, I didn't get to be that size by just eating plants.
That's true.
I mean,
we ate
salads
bones.
Do not get you there.
No, it's true. We
just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So gotta have a good, healthy diet of...
pizza, cake, yeah.
Pizza.
Pie.
Yep.
Pizza pie.
Pizza pie, yeah. Pizza cake.
When a moon hits your eye, like a big pizza cake.
Well, I mean, a meteor hit their eyes.
Like a big
a
pizza.
Lot of their eyes.
Sure, okay.
And then
not
they
this
all
one,
got
though. This was before
pizza.
The meteor. But, yeah. Time early Jurassic, 186 to 182 million years ago. Location in Antarctica. Describe 2007 pop culture appearances. There were a few IMAX movies about prehistoric Antarctica that showed this being hunted by Kryolophosaurus. I saw one with a friend of the show, Steven, at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science when I visited there in February 2020, a simpler time.
Back in the day.
Just before it all went to hell. I remember that same night I went to a friend of the show and frequent co-host Laura Owsley. She had a play because she's a stage manager, so she managed this play. She was not an actor and actress, and she just managed all this stuff. This play was really interesting and kind of dramatic. But its run got cut off, of course, by COVID. They're like, we're going to take a few weeks off and then to wait for this whole thing blows over. And then, and then we'll be back in no time. Finish our run.
Exactly.
Just wait until this blows over. You know?
Once we do that 2 weeks of no contact, we'll be totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. 100%. Oh, God. I'm so glad.
Simpler times.
Do you miss COVID? Kind of. Do you miss quarantining? Part of me kind of does, even though I know that's horse crap. Like, I know the whole time I was stressing out, constantly looking at worldometers.com at the rates going up and down. But, like, I also kind of miss not having any responsibilities.
Oh,
watching,
yeah.
Binging shows.
Exactly.
Like,
I miss, we didn't shut, like, our job didn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
We deliver bread.
Yeah.
So we had to keep going because, you know, everybody still needs their peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Of course.
so we're considered essential or whatever, so I still had to go to work. So the biggest thing that I miss is the lack of traffic.
That is nice.
Oh, my goodness. Because I go all the way out to the other side of Denver.
There's a friend of mine that I need to visit more, but she goes to this gaming event that happens... in Littleton. It's like at the Edgewater Mall or somewhere. It's not Littleton, it's Edgewater. It's like Edgewater Market. Uh-huh. And it's at 6 p.m. on a Wednesday.
What the heck?
So it's really only accessible for people that are already there.
Nearby,
because when I try to go there, and I've gone there a few times, I have to leave. I left an hour and 10 minutes early at one point.
Yep.
And I still was 10 minutes late.
Yep.
And if there was no traffic, 20 minutes tops. 20,
exactly.
30 minutes tops. But
exactly.
It was the constant traffic. The stoplights not working for sure.
Yep. You got to think for, you know, traffic in Denver. If you don't leave an hour before rush hour starts, which is probably like 3 in the afternoon.
Right. But like all this in Europe, like especially in England, you're like, there's so many different cultures. Like 20 minutes away, it's a completely different accent of like Devonshire or like East London or whatever. Or like all the other ones. But like here, 20 minutes, you're still in Denver. Another 20 minutes, you're still in Denver.
Yep, exactly.
Another hour, you're still in Denver.
A couple more days, you're still probably in Denver.
Yeah. The amount of time it takes to get from London to Paris is probably the same time it takes to get from Los Angeles to Los Angeles.
Exactly. Amount of time that it takes to get somebody to Antarctica.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, we're going
to
get back
on track.
The
same time it takes to get from Denver to Denver.
Yeah, exactly. Also, this is in the TV documentary Dinosaur Revolution, apparently. So,
okay.
That was in there. Yeah.
Not in Jurassic World of Game yet, huh?
Not as far as I know of.
What? They're slacking.
They are. They got a lot of things. They just added monkey dactyl recently. I looked it up. Monkey dactyl's like, please tell me that's a real one. It is technically monkey dactyl's its nickname, though. It's actually like Tupungo dactylus or something like that. It's just like, it looks.
That sounds cool.
And
though.
I'm like,
Tupungo dactylus?
There could be something else. Hold on, let me look it up. Monkey dactyl.
Monkey dactyl.
Kung pingoteris.
Kung ping.
Redirected from monkey dactyl. So.
Huh.
But yeah, once I added that, I was like, please tell me that's real. But I wanted it to be called monkey dactyl.
Right?
That means monkey fingers.
Yeah. Monkey fingers.
Yeah. Give a little scratches. Scratching itches. Apparently, capuchin monkeys are really good at scratching itches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that sounds kind of nice. In the
right, exactly.
Little fingers just...
Yeah, it's so good just trying to just scratch. That's what all of our dogs want to do to their butts.
Yeah, you have a monkey scratch it?
The little butt scratches. Exactly.
Exactly. No, I kind of get it.
I understand.
But so Glacialosaurus is what's known as a massal spondylate, a group of medium-sized basal... is it basal? I hate this word! It's like niche. Or Nietzsche. Frederick Nietzsche.
Nietzsche.
What is basal? What is the word? Early diverging or primitive, I know that one means, but how do you pronounce it? Because everyone's like, oh, you mean oregano? I'm like, shut up! I don't know how to pronounce it.
Well, where does the, like, I don't know that it really even matters, because if, like, was it British accent? It's, they pronounce it Basil anyway.
Oh, it's Basil. I was like, do they pronounce it, the French pronounce it La Basil?
La Basil.
La Basil.
Yeah, they say Basil as well, so yeah, it's like, I consider it. At first, I always just kind of assumed, you know, basil was the herb and basil would have been that. But...
yeah, Basil Baker Street, the great mouse detective. So.
Yeah. So when they tell you that it's actually oregano, then you'd be like, no, it's oregano.
Oh, it's oregano. Yeah. I do like sometimes to put the emphasis on the wrong part of the words just to screw with people. Sort of like how Glacial Storrs stopped saying Antarctica, instead said Antarctica. Antarctica.
Antichrist.
Yeah. Crossing, putting someone on an upside down cross.
I mean, it's on the bottom part of the world, so I mean, you know.
That makes everything upside down.
Exactly.
There,
so it's automatically upside down.
It's right side up if you put it upside down. You don't actually see the moon upside down in the southern hemisphere.
Do they really?
Yeah, like the seas, like the face, the it's flipped.
I guess that would kind of make sense.
Kind of, yeah. Anyway.
Wow, that'd be trippy.
Yeah, it would be.
Huh.
Even though there's no up or down in space, everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
One of my fiance is a mod for this streamer that is on. It does the streams, games, and YouTube videos and stuff. He's very nice, but he's incredibly, incredibly stupid.
Yep.
Apparently he loves space. He loves astronomy, but he legitimately asked the question once, what if the Earth just fell? And I'm like, fell where? You know it technically is falling. Orbit is like it falling and missing the ground that is the sun. Like, but it's like, well, if it fell down, I'm like, there is no down in space.
Right? not yet, until somebody turns on some giant, huge, gravitational, massive black hole at the bottom of the universe, and then everything
What's
just...
What's the bottom of the universe?
I mean,
the universe is toilets. The universe is anus.
Do we technically know that we're not falling? How would
we are falling. That's what I'm saying. The Earth is falling toward the sun, but it's also moving at such a speed that it'll never actually hit the sun. That's how orbits work.
Right.
It's just falling, but in a direction where like it'll miss, and it'll just keep...
It'll just constantly miss.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah. I actually finally got how orbits work because of Angry Birds Space. when I was younger.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm launching. It's like, oh, it's orbiting. It's because it's launching speed. It's because it's falling. I get it now!
Yes, I understand.
I get gravity.
Thanks, Angry Birds.
I get why gravity makes things fall, but also makes things orbit. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Angry Birds, simplifying it. Glacial Storrs is much appreciated, too. And speaking of which,
exactly.
What are we there talking about this Glacial Storrs? Some of these episodes, I feel like, are just barely about the animals.
I know.
So,
I was wondering which one we were talking about this time. It's because it's so cold that our brains are just frozen solid.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Was it cold down there back then? I don't think it was. Maybe it was. I don't know. Let's see.
Was it even down there back then? Exactly.
I
guess it would have been south.
It would have been south, yeah.
That farce.
Okay, so apparently models of Jurassic airflow, which God knows how they figured that out, indicate the coastal areas probably never dropped much below freezing, although more extreme conditions existed inland. So Glacial Storrs found about 650 kilometers from the South Pole, which is about 1,000 kilometers further north in the time. So the cross-section of the robust femoral shaft is slightly wider from side to side than front to back. Because that makes me think it has, like, really wide hips. I don't know if that's what the part of it is. What's
wide,
the femoral
wide
shaft? I don't know the technical parts of this stuff. Oh, it's the femur. Oh, so they have thick thighs. Okay. Wider from side to side than front to back. You know, like those wide thighs, you know?
Yeah. Thick.
Elastigirl kind of thing.
Yeah. Egg-laying hips?
Yeah, it's real birthing hips. Yes.
Hatching hips.
Yeah. The astragalus is low and elongate from a side across the side of the medial portion lacks the... This is why I don't get into the technical stuff of dinosaurs. It's like, I like the name, I like the features, I like where it's from. Boom, done.
Exactly.
This is why I'll never actually be a paleontologist, because it's like... The surface is pierced by two fossae. The ascending process protrusion of bone is mound-shaped in its upper intercular surface. That's not a real word.
That's not a real word.
Proximomedially, the distal tarsalis have a laterally elongated triangular shape. Okay, I get triangular shape. I get that one.
I understood that word.
Oh, also apparently it's related to another one called Saturnalia.
Saturnalia?
You know, like the old... pagan holiday that we stole Christmas from.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like, isn't it? I think Saturnalia is like, it's a Roman festival, Saturnalia.
Wouldn't surprise me.
The Roman festival Saturnalia, held on 17th of December in the Julian calendar.
Huh. Well, what do I know?
So this Christmas, when you get your presents from Mr. Santa, from Mr. Claus, you can look up in the sky and thank Saturnalia the dinosaur for making it all possible. And Saturnalia's cousin, Glacialsaurus.
Do you think Santa Claus is a Glacialsaurus?
No, I mean, no, because Glacialsaurus is from the South Pole, be North Pole.
Oh, right, right,
so,
right.
So I guess Glacialsaurus is like Krampus? Is he from the South Pole? Like...
Maybe. that's why, because they drag you down to hell. That's right. Where it is.
You know, it took me the longest time to realize that the whole Santa thing really is an analogy for kids to simplify God and religion.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, be a good person. You better watch out. You better not cry. Jesus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. If you're a bad boy, you get coal, or sometimes you get drugged to hell.
Yep.
Just like in... Yep.
Exactly. Cold, it's just preheating you for hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
totally.
That's why when I was a kid, my parents never told me that Santa was real. I never believed in Santa.
Really?
Nope, never. I knew it was just a story. And I got in trouble in my Texas elementary school for telling other kids that he wasn't real. And I'm like,
really?
I got in trouble for not perpetuating the lie. Make it make sense.
Exactly. Make it make sense. I believed in Santa as a kid. We were never really, like, religious or anything.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
It's just a fun story. Have you seen the movie Klaus, though, on Netflix?
I haven't seen that. No.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
I need to show you clips of it. It's a hand-drawn cartoon, like Disney movies old. But they used computer source stuff to shade it in a way that it looks 3D.
Nice.
It's like, you know, like how cell shading is 3D that looks 2D?
Yeah.
This is the opposite. This is 2D that looks 3D. And then we'll show you a clip. It is gorgeous.
Nice.
It was a Netflix movie. It's done by a lot of old Disney animators.
Yeah, but... I've heard of it. I never got around to seeing it.
Yeah. And it's a good story. It's about, like, the origin of Santa Claus. He was just a random guy in this town. Nice. And, like, how they accidentally created the myth of Santa Claus.
That's awesome.
So,
you ever see, I think it's probably been a couple named it, but Krampus?
Yeah, no, I've heard of it. I know it has the guy from Parks and Rec, Adam Scott.
Yeah,
Adam Scott,
yeah.
And I've seen the ending of it where they think they've escaped, but turns out they're in his clutches.
They're in one of his little snow globe things.
Yeah.
Totally. It's our favorite. We always watch during Christmas because, we're freaks. It's so good.
Last year we watched Prince of Egypt for Christmas. So.
Oh, really?
I was like, nice. That's kind of a holiday movie. It's a Hanukkah movie, I guess.
Right? Exactly. It's a holiday. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the holidays.
You know Krampus? The movie was directed by Michael Daugherty, who I think is, and he also went on to direct Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
So,
nice.
Nice little filmography he has there.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. Anyways, there really is nothing to talk about with Glacialsaurus. You've seen Plateosaurus, you've seen Glacialsaurus.
Yeah, pretty
much. So it's a little basic long-necked bitch.
Basic long-necked bitch, which is one of the pronouns we were talking about.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, like, look, it's like, again, like, dude, bitch.
Yeah.
Heifer, you know.
Yeah, Glacialsaurus, just a basic bitch.
Just a basic bitch.
Probably orders hot pumpkin spice lattes.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Yep.
The Kralophosaurus in the line behind it, you know, gets the extravagant Frappuccino.
Exactly.
Like,
yep. Yeah. Must be double blended extra whip on top.
Oh, my goodness. In my dark days of working at the famous coffee shop that now shall not be named, not for legal reasons, not for comedic reasons, but for strike related reasons because of the Palestine thing.
Oh,
because of the, yeah. Well, the, yeah. But, so, in one of my days, we had a mobile order come through. It was 9 of those special zombie Frappuccinos we had briefly.
Oh,
and we just get the stickers, like, 1, 2, 3. It's like, how many are there? It was 9.
9
zombie Frappuccinos.
Oh, my goodness. Was the football team coming in?
Oh, my God. There was one time where a school bus came in, out came out a bunch of teenage girls, and we're like, no!
Oh, no!
Go away!
Go away!
You're not welcome! We reserved the right to refuse service to anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, can I have a strawberries and cream frappuccino? Can I have a pumpkin spice latte?
Oh my goodness.
Can I have a caramel macchiato?
Oh my goodness. The only thing worse is having to be one of the teachers when all of them are hyped up on caffeine. There are worse fates.
You know, I could see a Glacialsaurus having a nice hot chocolate, though. Just like...
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it would hold it with its hands, but I don't know if its neck could reach all the way down. Unless it was like drinking with its nostrils up, like
right.
upside
by
down.
By the time it got to its belly, it was already a cold chocolate.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah, you can just picture it doing that, you know, just chilling in the Antarctic winters.
Yep.
A nice mug of hot chocolate.
Yep. Kralophosaurus is there, as well as a crow-sized dimorphodontid pterosaur, a rat-sized tritylodont synapsid, and 2 small unnamed sauropodomorphs. It's more lame cousins.
It's more lame cousin.
Think Glacialsaurus is lame, a basic bitch. Then you got ones that are so basic, they don't even have names yet.
Lame dude, bruh.
You know, usually when dinosaurs aren't named, it's because they don't have enough evidence. I like to think these guys aren't named because they just haven't even bothered.
Which makes you wonder, you know, Sticky Moloch and Draco Rex got named. So, you know, you'd think there'd be enough evidence.
See, but, it was cold here before, but now I'm feeling it really heat up. My brain just...
Exactly. All the ice is melting now.
That's it for this week. Wait, no, we got Ray.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot to read. It's so boring for today. 2 million.
Forget. Yeah. Oh, I'll go 3 million.
3 million? I mean, look, okay. It exists as prey for Kralophosaurus in documentaries, and that is it.
Exactly. I mean, the food chain is necessary.
It's not even a food... It's just... There's so little we know this. You got the predator, and you got the prey, and it's like, that's it. I mean, I guess, again, there's a dimorphodont and the 2 lamer ones, but, like, it's just whatever. Is there something else there? Is there, like, is there a crocodile? Is there an amphibian? Is there wolves?
Make a note next time I'm on
my time adventures. Yeah.
I'll swing by and look. Because, I mean, it might not have been below freezing, but it might have been pretty cold there. Yeah. So
there wouldn't be bears, actually, because it's called the Antarctic, and Antarctic means no bears. Did you know that?
What?
Arctic means bears. Antarctic means no bears. It's not called that. It's actually a startling coincidence that has to do with that polar bears only found the Arctic and not the Antarctic. It's called that because the North Star is called the Great Bear, or whatever.
It's part of the
Ursa Major. It's called Ursa Minor.
Yeah.
So.
Really?
Yeah. Arctic. Wow. Yeah. Arctos. What was that one? Arctotherium is like the bear from is glaive bear, like Arthur, King Arthur means like the bear or whatever. It's all related. So Arctic means land of bears, and therefore Antarctic means land of no bears. And it's called that because of the stars, and it's a complete coincidence. It also happens to coincide with polar bears only being found at the Arctic.
My mind is blown.
It's pretty cool.
Absolutely blown. You know, we came here for paleontology, but I just learned some interesting...
You just got schooled, son.
I just got schooled.
That's the most educational this episode has ever been. That wasn't even about the animal itself.
Exactly. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
That's it for this week. You can hold the show and contact me at PaleRidesPodcast@gmail.com, PaleRidesPod on Twitter, PaleRidesPodcast on Instagram, social media, Methadone Career on Facebook, Methadone64 everywhere else, so Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. If you want to find Lawrence, go find the TARDIS and press random, and it might be there
somewhere. Press random, exactly.
He might be there somewhere.
It's like, from Guardians of the Galaxy.
The Galaxy.
Oh my goodness! Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh yeah, yeah. The Heart of Gold.
Their improbability drive.
Right.
Yeah. There we go. Just press that.
Did I ever tell you about the Marvel stuff that's come out? Have you seen any of the Marvel stuff that's come out recently?
I still haven't seen it. Yeah, we've been behind on some of the Marvel stuff.
No, I get it. The Marvels is so damn fun.
Is it?
It is so fun.
Really?
Once it's on Disney Plus, you should watch it. There is a part involving those cats, the Flurkins.
Oh yeah,
that is the funniest thing.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I say?
Yeah, go for it.
So they need to evacuate this space station, this sword space station that Nick Fury is on.
Yeah.
And the Flurkins have. There used to be just one Flurkin, but then they found eggs, all these gross little alien eggs. But it turns out I hatch a bunch of Flurkin kittens, and then something's swarming with kittens. And then, since they know the Flurkins, when they eat things, it like takes them to another dimension or something, so there's a lot of room. It's like, we can't fit everyone in the escape pods, so it's like...
Flurkins are
going to eat everybody, and then put the Flurkins in the escape. And so you hear the intercom, let the Flurkins eat you. And people are running and screaming while the Flurkins are like... Argh! And then all the while, it's playing Memories from Cats. Like... As the Flurkins just eating people,
oh my
people
goodness.
Like hiding in fear, yeah. Like please no, and then like the shot, they put the thing full of cats in the shuttle, and it goes off, and the cats all start floating in zero gravity while it's like memories, da 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 da.
This
is the funniest.
That's amazing.
It made me laugh harder than any Guardians of the Galaxy movie or Thor movie.
That's amazing.
It was the funniest thing.
That's awesome.
Also, Kamala's family's in it, and they're a delight.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
So watch it when you can.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyways, that's it for this week. It's the end of the episode of Paleo Bites. Glacial, more like... Glacial.
It's too hot in here for that.
Yeah, it's really hot, man.
Yeah,
I don't know about
it's melting all them polar ice caps.
Yeah, it's you. It's your fault.
It is.
Wow, damn.
It is. Yep.
Too dangerous. We can't. Too dangerous to be left alive.
What happens if we introduced polar bears to the Antarctic?
That would fix everything. They're doing such a good job in keeping the Arctic intact, so let's just throw them in the Antarctic too.
Exactly, but it balance things out.
Yeah. Life will find a way.
Exactly.
Anyways, bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.